Hollywood is enamored with comets these days. The current hit movie, Deep Impact, is about a comet hitting the ocean 25 miles from New York City. There is another movie coming in July titled Armageddon, which is about a comet the size of Texas. These are movies, but the Bayside Prophecies have the real story about a coming comet. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolchild.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14 through 21, quote, "In those days, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke out to them, 'Men of Judea, and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my word. These men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel, 'And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour forth my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And moreover, upon my servants and upon my handmaids in those days I will pour forth my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1991. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
"All my children, I have great news for you this evening, but if not one to bring a smile to your face. The world has not progressed as the Eternal Father has asked. Man has become obsessed with sin. I tell you now, in the Trinity, that unless you listen now, your world will be planet struck. I know, my child, this frightens you, but it cannot be held back much longer. The world has become polluted with all forms of ism, communism, atheism, humanism, all destructors of the soul. Man has not progressed as the Eternal Father had deemed them to be. They are now agents of hell. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. Souls are falling into the abyss as fast as the snowflake that comes from the heavens. Parents, I ask you now to get rid of the infernal machines in your homes. I warned you through many Earth years that this will be a point, a destruction for your children. If you, at least, I ask at least, which is the least, you can do is to monitor what your children are seeing. Satan has created the infernal tube. Heaven did not deem it to be in the home of the just. My child and my children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world, because I repeat again, near the throne of the Eternal Father, he views a ball so immense, so beyond all man's speculations, that it will destroy over 3/4 of the earth. It is in your atmosphere. It has been noticed by few, but the few seek not to bring fear to the hearts of mankind. They do not know that it is the Eternal Father who now will guide that ball. As in Sodom and Gomorrah, mankind had gone down and given itself over to Satan. I ask you now, my children, to turn back from your road to destruction, for you will be surely destroyed, as was the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Homosexuality shall not be condoned. It is an abomination in the eyes of the Eternal Father, and as such is condemning many to hell. Guard your children, mothers of the world. Guard them against the forces that are loosed upon earth. It is truly the final battle raging with Lucifer. You ask me, my child, why does this have to come about? I say with sadness, I say this for myself and my mother. We have used every means possible to bring mankind back onto the right road. But he has chosen his own path, one built on pride, arrogance, and lust. My child and my children, you must awaken now before it is too late. Now Jesus is looking over to our lady. Oh, she's crying. I never saw her cry before. She's crying. What's the matter, mother? My child, my tears fall upon you all. Is it worth my pleading constantly for you before the throne of the Eternal Father? This would have come upon mankind sooner. But now I can tell you that those who will be saved will be counted in a few. Those who will be saved will be counted in a few. My child and my children, I come to you as a mother of peace, a mother of love, and above all, I want you to turn to my sons and have courage in the days ahead. Many will fall from the wall of redemption. Now, my child, I know that this has been a time of great stress for you. It is urgent that the message from my son be given to the world.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast. In these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns, we have a fantastic new book titled The Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies. This pocket-sized paperback book has the 1980 through 1994 Bayside Prophecies. Some of these messages have never been published in book form. This book tells of the great events leading up to the second coming of Jesus and how to prepare for them. It has the solution to all, I emphasize the word all, of the world's problems we face today. On page 284, Our Lady tells where UFOs come from and their secret about UFOs. On page 237, she tells of a type of coming world monetary depression, whether it's inflationary or deflationary. On page 237, Our Lord tells of two states that will be struck with great earthquakes. This is a small example of the contents of this tremendous book. This book will prepare you and give you great peace and comfort in these troubling times. It has 532 pages with 16 pages of pictures and costs $5.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. Order it today. Order it now. Send $8.95 to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard Visa or American Express and call 616-698-6448. The title of the book, The Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies, for $5.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. In the past week, the numbers of holy hours before our Lord and the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 208 for a grand total of 38,448 holy hours pledged in the next year. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. I have a story here about the Most Blessed Sacrament. Cardinal Vaughan of London often related the following story. A Protestant minister who, by the grace of God, was powerfully drawn toward Catholicism, but could not resolve to take the decisive step, had come to London. He was a father of a family and was accompanied by his 5-year-old daughter. He took his child first into a Catholic church where her attention was immediately attracted to the perpetual lamp which burned before the tabernacle. She said, "Papa, why is that lamp burning there?" His reply was, "That signifies that Jesus is in this church just behind the little golden door which you see upon the altar." Later, they entered a Protestant church where there was neither lamp nor tabernacle. The little girl said, "Papa, why is there no lamp here?" His reply, "Because Jesus is not here." Pondering the conversation with his daughter, he and his family later embraced the true religion, especially from hearing his daughter repeat over and over again, "I want to go where Jesus is." These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.pldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the Directives from Heaven, Miraculous Pictures, this radio program, the actual recordings of the message, and much more. We also have special prophecy reports on current and future floods, UFOs, the newly reported gigantic pistol star fireball, and much more. On www.tldm.org, we have the Jacinta 1972 picture, which has the date of the coming great chastisement. Take a look at this for clues and the prophecies about this most famous picture. If you personally don't have a computer for the internet, Maybe a family member, relative, or friend has one where you can see this fantastic picture just sent to 1972. Write this address down. That's www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. We now again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1991. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
I will not elaborate on my son's discourse with you tonight. All I can say is I stand before the Eternal Father and continuously plead your cause before him. If this was not to be, you would have received the wall of redemption already. I do not know, my children, how long I can hold the hand of the Eternal Father back. I can say at this time that when the ball of redemption hits the earth, only a few will be saved. I see a I see it's a huge door. It's covering the whole sky. It's coming into the trees too. It's huge. It's feathering. And there's fire too. There's fire all around it. It's huge. As far as I can see, it's a whole mountain that's falling on us. A rock with fire. Oh no. Oh. Now it's becoming dark. The darkness is covering the horrible sky. It was all of fire. It was huge. Now a lady is coming forward to buy herself. I don't see Jesus, but our lady is standing now over the tree directly in front of us, and she's touching her fingers to her lips. My child, we did not seek to make you affrighted. However, it was necessary to bring to the world the dire consequences. If man does not make an immediate reparation to the Eternal Father for his offenses against the Father. I could go on, my child, for hours of earth time giving to you these offenses, for throughout the earth years they have multiplied. Man has not progressed on the course that the Eternal Father placed him on earth to follow. Therefore, it's in due time, in time known to the Eternal Father in his will, there will be sent upon mankind a ball of cleansing. I cannot remove his hand near the ball, my child. Pray for poor sinners who are falling into hell now, as numerous as the raindrops or the snows fall upon earth. Hell is overflowing, and hell is eternal. I weep for these poor souls, for they have too few who prayed for them.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1991. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony is from Illinois. Dear Ann, a Catholic co-worker of mine told me her husband, David, had a severe accident. David stepped out of a 20-foot-high scaffolding backwards, landing on his feet. He shattered the femur bones and his right ankle. The doctor pinned his leg and ankle, put it in a cast, informing him it would be a year before he could be able to exert any pressure at all on his foot. Quite possible, maybe 2 years recovery, and not then sure what the recovery would be. I gave Stella my rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, telling her of the many miracles attributed to the rose petal. I told her to tell David to say an Our Father and a Hail Mary while he rubbed the rose petal to his injury. In a couple of months, he was out of the wheelchair and on crutches. David continues to use the petal today. The doctor is amazed at his recovery. David returned to work and has worked every day just 5 months after this injury. He continues to work every day and use the rose petal. They said they attribute this recovery to me because I gave him the rose petal. I told them that his recovery was due to his faith in Our Blessed Mother and the rose petal that brought about this miraculous recovery, not me. He gave me permission to inform you of his journey to in faith. Please put him on the mailing list, and that's signed. Now I have another party here from New Jersey, too. To Our Lady of the Roses, I would like to tell you about the many graces and blessings that my family and I have received from Jesus and Our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph. My husband has been a Catholic for all his life, and I was brought up a Baptist. He fell away from the church in 1971 and went back to the church in 1982. We were married by a mayor in 1980. He found Rosa's message in the church one day and knew right away what to do. He went to Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. Within a week, I thought that my husband was having a nervous breakdown or something. He was constantly saying the rosary and so many other prayers. He seemed to be so completely different person. So I went to talk to the priest, and the priest told me that my husband was overdoing religion, that he would talk to him. So I called one of those psychiatric hotlines and explained the situation. And I explained the situation in detail. They told me they had to observe him, and that he was dangerous because he might snap, and that would get him. I could not get him to go. I should get my children and move away from him. I knew he wouldn't go, so I took the children and left him. I moved 25 miles away south, and he moved down that way to be near the children. He gave me rose petals and medals from the shrine, which I kept in my wallet. He also taped rose petals on the kids' cribs. He continued to go to daily mass and the shrine, which he placed many petitions for my conversion, all night vigils, and pray for him, pray for hours. At home, he went to pray the rosary in front of the Planned Parenthood clinics and all. He was at that time out of work. I would pray the rosary every day, which he had taught me earlier, and said a few prayers. I was so confused by this time. I would pray to St. Joseph a lot, and I asked him to show me the right road. If my husband was overdoing it, and please make him see. And I was wrong to please show me, and he did. I went to Sunday Mass. Don't forget, I was I'm a Baptist. I met a few of his friends who also go to the vigils and all, and I realized that these people were not crazy. They were good people and wonderful people. Then through another grace of God, I got married in the Catholic Church. A week later, we both went to Bayside. Then I became a Catholic. I was baptized a Catholic, made my first communion and confession by a traditional priest. We moved back up north, and he got a very good job. His boss has a Sacred Heart picture in his office. We take turns going to the shrine and to daily mass, and are trying our best to spread the messages. My children are learning how to pray. One is 2 and the other is 3. Our whole lives have drastically changed, and I thank God and our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph. May God bless you all, and that is fine. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you, man.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.